Praise God. If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 5 this morning. Matthew chapter 5. I just want to look at one verse here this morning, and we'll try to mind the Lord. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, we want to look at verse 9. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9. The Bible says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." I want to preach a few minutes, Brother Charles, this morning. God will be my help on this thought. Peacemakers and peacekeepers. Peacemakers and peacekeepers. You know, as we look at this, the Bible says that blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Or blessed are the peacemakers. Not blessed could be, blessed might be, or even blessed should be. But said, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those that love the peace. Where does peace come from? Peace comes from God. Peace comes down to me and you, praise God, and it touches in our heart, and it gives us that, praise the Lord, that we need, especially in the day and hour that we live. We need peace. When they're hollering wars and rumors of wars, we holler fight here and fight there, contention here and strife there. God said when those that are looking for peace and they find peace, praise God, it makes a difference in every aspect of our life. It takes you and takes me, and it changes us and molds us into the likeness and the image of our Savior. Someone who loved these beloved people and had compassion on the lost. We're living in the day and hour that we get, I think we get heated and high-minded sometimes. Something happened and we can't forgive. We don't have a forgiving spirit. But praise God, I want to say when a peacemaker comes on the scene, a peacemaker has a forgiving spirit in her heart. And being a peacemaker should affect our life. Amen. And we should make every effort to live in peace. Amen. Somebody asked a question a while back, and the Lord's had this message on my mind for a long time, but He just wouldn't let me preach it. But they was asking, how do we have that in the home? How can we get rid of the strife and all the things that's bubbling up all the time in our old flesh, and how do we get rid of it? The answer is to live in peace, to become peacemakers. Amen. The Bible says in order to do that, that we have to live in peace. Now I got some scripture. I don't want to tell you what I think today. I just want to give you what God says that'll make a difference in your life. I want to take you to the Word of God, through the Word of God, amen, and show you how we can do this. The devil comes along today and he said, well, you can't do it. You know, it's say, you've waited too long. You've gone too far. I want to say, listen this morning, people. The devil's a liar and the father of lies. I want to say this morning that you can, I can, we can, praise God, be peacemakers and peacekeepers. Amen. What we got to do is we got to be able to make peace. And once we make peace, praise God, we got to strive to keep the peace. Amen. It takes an effort. Amen. It takes a lot of effort in being peaceful. But the Bible says that we have to live in peace. Look at Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. The Bible says this. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness. You see how that goes together? If we love the Lord, seek His Spirit, if we holy, He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He said, if we'll seek holiness, praise God, peace will be of a fringe benefit of holiness. It's a holiness fringe benefit of peace. It goes together and fits like a glove. He said, but follow with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So He said, we're supposed to live in peace. Amen. He said in verse 15, he said, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. He said, so we have to seek we have to seek peace. We have to live in peace. Peace ought to be a reference that we have in our life every day. How can I live with a peaceable spirit? Amen. There's a lot of unpeaceful spirits in the world. I preach Wednesday night, praise God. There's a lot of evil spirits. There's a lot of unclean spirits in the world. You say, how do you know? Because they won't live peaceably. An unclean spirit will never seek peace, and they'll never find it. But praise God, I'm glad God tells us that we can have peace. We can be peacemakers. And He said, blessed is the peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for that, ain't you? You say, well, preacher, how do we do it? By doing our part. Amen. He said that we need to be peacemakers and we follow peace with all men. Amen. He said to follow peace. He tells us in Romans chapter 12 how we can do it. You do it by doing your part. Did you realize you have a part in being a peacekeeper and a peacemaker? Amen. You say, well, preacher, there's not a whole lot of peace around my house. I praise God, there could be. If we follow peace, amen, if we do our part, Romans chapter 12 and verse 17, he said, recompense to no man evil for evil and provide things honest in the sight of all men. Now, we looked at this in Sunday school this morning. Amen. When somebody treats us bad, what do? You say, preacher, we get even, right? Amen. If they smack us on the left cheek, what do? We smack him on our right cheek, right? No. Amen. We turn the other cheek. You said, preacher, it's hard to do. It's hard for the flesh to do. Amen. But he said, what we got to do is we got to do our part. He said, recompense or said, don't give back evil for evil. If there's evilness in your life, if people treat you bad, praise God. He said, we're not supposed to give back evil for evil. Amen. Oh me. He said, provide things honest inside of all men. Amen. In other words, he said, in order to do this, we've got to think ahead about how we're going to act and react when something happens that we're not pleased with. But then verse 15, he lays it all out. He says in verse 18, he said, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Amen. So he said, if it be possible. In other words, Paul's telling him here, he said, you're going to have to work at it. To live peaceably with all men, he said, you're going to have to put forth some effort in order to have peace and harmony around where you live, around where you work, in the world that we live in. Amen. You know, it's hard, said, but it's all possible. He said, in other words, as all it's possible within you to put forth a bit of effort that we can, amen, to live a peaceable existence in this world. There's a lot of people that didn't like Jesus. Amen. There's a lot of people that would have liked to have seen him dead. But you know what? He did. He lived peaceably with them. He goes, verse 13 says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. He said, therefore, and because of this, he said, if thine enemy hunger, do what? Feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. And in verse 21, it ties it all together. He said, be not overcome of evil. In other words, he said, don't let evil subdue you. Don't let evil get a hold of you. Don't let evil hold on to you. But he said, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. Praise God. See, you got to work at it as best as our ability. Our life to live in peace makes all the difference when we seek peace, praise God. You say, well, preacher, how do you seek peace? He said, we need to seek and pursue peace. That's how you get it. You seek after it. It's like seeking the Lord. You won't find him if you don't look for him. Amen. When you get to seeking after the Lord, you'll find him just about everywhere you go. And then you'll find out, praise God, every time you turn around, there's the Lord. Amen. He's there manifesting himself. He's there showing himself. But he said, if we'll seek him and we'll pursue him, if we'll seek peace and pursue after it, that we'll find it. Look at Psalms chapter 34. Psalms chapter 34. In verse 11. The psalmist said, he said, come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Amen. You know how to get peace in your heart? Praise God, get a fear of God in you. Amen. So you won't recompense evil for evil, but praise God, you'll heap upon them good. Puts a fire on their head, praise God. It makes, praise God, you look good, and it helps them to see, praise God, that there's something in you that's different from everything else that they see. It makes a difference. He said, what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Amen. Desiring good things. Desiring good life. Desiring a good relationship. Amen. I don't believe there's anybody that don't desire a good relationship, a right relationship, and a right attitude of relationship. Amen. I believe we all do. He said, verse 13, I said, but keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Amen. He said, don't be a liar. Be honest. He done told us to be honest in all of our dealings. To tell the truth. Be truthful. Amen. Yeah. When the wife comes in and she says, honey, how do you like my new hairdo? Who said that? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Even if it's different, even if it looks peculiar, you say, honey, I love it. That's you. Amen. Amen. But you, because you know what? If you're trying to do it in an understanding way, the Bible says we're supposed to know our life according to knowledge, in an understanding way. And so you said she's looked at this, she's thought about it, she's fixed her hair up just so and so, and she comes back, she says, "Honey, what do you think?" Amen. Tara was off today. Amen. But she said, no. You say, you know what? Do you like it? Amen. If you like it, praise God. It looks good. You know, I wouldn't have had mine fixed that way, but I'm not you. Amen. But it looks good on you. Amen. Praise God. So we keep the peace, the bond of harmony, praise God. We keep that. We pursue peace. Amen. Now you can say, man, that's the awfulest hairdo I've ever seen in my life. What color is that? Huh? So that's why I said we seek peace. We pursue after it. We try to be peace-minded in our lives. Not telling lies, but be peaceable in what we do, what we say. And then he said, verse 14, he said, depart from evil and do good. And said, seek peace and what? Pursue it. Pursue after peace. Now, that means that we have to work at being peaceful. That we have to work at coming up with a peaceful solution, a peaceful resolution. To resolve some kind of conflict. Amen. So we have to ask, what we have to do as Christians, we have to stop. Amen. And we have to evaluate the situation. And we got to see what my part is and what their part is and come to a middle ground, praise God, that everything that we do and say will be pleasing to God. So that the Lord can look down and be pleased with you and I. So he said, depart from evil and do good, to seek peace and pursue it. In verse 15, he says, is why? He said, and the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. That's where, fellas, sometimes we got to stop and say, Lord, help me here. Yeah. Amen. Help me to say the right thing. Amen. Hey, I want to keep peace at the house. Don't you? I want to be peace. I want to be harmony, praise God. I don't want the turmoil that's going on in this world to infiltrate where I live. Amen. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to seek peace and I'm going to pursue after. I'm going to put forth effort, praise God, in myself, amen, to make it better than what it was, to make it better, to make it what it can be and not what it is. Amen. I want it to be better. And the Lord says if we seek peace and we pursue after it, that we'll find it. Amen. So we seek after it and we pursue it. And he says, and what does? We promote peace and harmony. We promote peace. Now what does it mean when we promote something? You put it out there for effect. Amen. We do, you see TV commercials, you see promotions on TV. And what they do, they put it, during the Super Bowl is a big example of this, they put these commercials out there for effect. They want to get your attention of your product, what you have to sell, what you have to give out. Amen? So what the Bible tells us is what we have to promote peace. Amen? We have to promote peace into harmony, where we harmonize together, where everything begins to fit together, so everything isn't so skewed in our atmosphere, in our homes, in our minds, in the tension, in the conflict, and all of those things, praise God, are put behind us. And we desire and we look and we long for that peace that God has, a peace that passes all understanding. Amen. When we have that love and that harmony in the house, in our house again. We see that in Peter chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 3. Amen. And we see that how the Lord is trying to move in her hearts. He's trying to bring together peace and harmony. He says finally in verse 8, "Be ye all one of one mind, having compassion one for another." Amen? Now, we talked about that in Sunday school. It's more about that compassion that Jesus has. That's a great consideration. Amen. We ought to be considerate of others. Hello? But we're living in a me, me, me society. Hello? Is anybody out there? There would have been amens all over the house. Amen. We're living in a me, me, me society. And it ought to be about me. It ought to be about the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done for me. I am what I am by the grace of God. And when I realize that, He gives me the compassion that I need. Amen. Compassion for one another. He said, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. He said we ought to have a little bit of sympathy or to have a little bit of kindness. Amen. Let me just say this while I'm here. Just because somebody done something to us 10 years ago or 5 years ago or 4 years ago or 2 years ago or 2 days ago, praise God, it don't mean we ought to hold it against them the rest of our life. Hey, listen, we are not the Hatfields and the McCoys. Amen. We are the children of God. Amen. We're all somebody going somewhere, pray, and we're all hoping to end up in the same place one day. So we're striving to get there. And He said we strive it in a unity of love, a unity of compassion, a unity of piety and pity, praise God, on one another. Amen. So when somebody messes up, somebody hurts your feelings, hey, we get over it. Amen. Oh me. We get over it, praise God. We get over it and we just love the Lord and we love each other and we seek peace and we pursue after it. Amen. What can I do? What is my part? How can I make a difference? Verse 9, he said, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing. Now that railing means to slander. You know, it's easy to put somebody down, but it's a whole lot better to lift somebody up. Hello? We live in a day and age, everybody wants to put everybody down. I mean, it's just a constant barrage of ill feelings and ill words, putting people down, trying to beat them down. Amen? But we oughtn't to be giving slander for slander. We ought to be uplifting. He said, contrary-wise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. He said, if you want to be blessed, praise God, be a blessing. Amen. Be a blessing to someone else. Show them love. Show them compassion. Show them the pity of God. Amen. When they're wrong, praise God, let them know with love. Love them in a different direction. Amen. You can't beat somebody in the head and get them to see it your way. If it would, pray God, I'd carry a big stick. Amen. Pray God, I'd get me an aluminum baseball bat and I'd go house to house. Amen. And I'd have to start with me. I'd have lumps all over my noggin, praise God. But me and Lord would be right when I got done. Amen. Praise God. But it don't work that way. He said we win it by love. Verse 10 said, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips they speak no guile. There's that lie, that deception again. He said, let him eschew evil. I mean, that's to hate it, to avoid it, to stay away from it. Anything that's wrong. I told kids Sunday school stuff. Anything that's wrong, run from it. Run to that we know's good. And let the Lord help us to do good. He said, let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and what? Ensue it. In other words, he said, here Paul says again, he said in Psalms to seek peace and pursue it. Here he says, Paul says, say, seek peace and pursue it. To chase after it. How do you have peace in your home? You chase after it. You pursue it. You go after it. You want it. You desire it. You look for it. You long for it. Praise God. And you do your part to make it happen. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, when you give it a chance, it's a great thing. It makes a lot of difference. People won't understand you. They think you're some kind of a freak going around trying to be nice all of a sudden. Amen. I said that right. All of a sudden, Brother Don, we try to be nice. We say, you know what? I'm going to pursue it. I'm going to seek peace. I'm going to pursue peace. Amen. I'm going to become a peacemaker. And I'm going to, once I make it to that point, I'm going to become a peacekeeper. I'm going to pursue keeping the peace. That there's a harmony and there's a unity, praise God, that fills in. Makes a difference. He said, for the eyes of the Lord are over, verse 12, the righteous, and the ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? And if ye suffer for righteous' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Amen. He said, hey, don't worry about what they're going to say about you. But praise God, be afraid, be aware of what God thinks about you. We get so caught up in what the world thinks. What people, and I care what people think, don't get me wrong. I used to say, well, I don't care what people think, but I do. I want to thank, praise God, and I'm a child of God. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord's living in me. If they don't care, if they don't, they may not like who I am, may not like what I stand for, but I want them to know who I am. Amen. I want them to like me. I want everybody to like me. Everybody likes to be liked. Amen. Some people don't want to be liked. It gives them an excuse just to be who they are. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad people like us, don't you? Good to have friends. Good to have people you can talk to, call on, and good to have acquaintances. Amen. But I'm not going to change what I am to meet the requirements of what they think I ought to be. But to stand up and be different. Promote peace and harmony in my life. Amen. So we see that plays out to be peacemakers and to be key peacekeepers. We've got to do our part. Amen. We have to be active, have an active role in peacemaking. Amen. And being peacekeepers. Once you make peace, you got to keep the peace. Amen. When harmony comes in, praise God, it don't take but one bad spell for it to go out. So once we get it in there, get harmony in the house, we got to keep it in the house. Amen. And we go back to the golden rule. You know what the golden, it's even in the Old Testament, the golden rule. Whatever, how do you want to be treated? Well, then that's the way you need to treat people. You say, yeah, people, but preacher, but that ain't in the Bible. I beg to differ. Look at Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. The Bible says this, and this is in red writing. So who's saying this? Jesus is saying this. He said, therefore, Matthew 7 and verse 12, therefore all things whatsoever you would that man should do to you, do you even so to them? For this is the law and the prophets. Amen. See, he said, so whatever you want, he said, you treat people the way you'd want to be treated. However you'd like to be, you'd like people to treat you, then you treat people that way. Amen. You treat people the way you'd want to be treated. Amen. If you got an old dog comes to your house, you begin to feed him, he comes around, and you try to run him off, he don't run up, and you go and kick him, praise God. Don't be amazed when he bites you. Amen. You can't treat somebody nice today and awful tomorrow. Hello. Am I preaching to anybody this morning? We got to be consistent what we believe, praise God. We got to be peacemakers, and we got to be peacekeepers. Amen. We have to work at it. Why? Because God expects us to. Lord Jesus Christ expects us to put forth that effort to be peacekeepers and peacemakers. Amen. Praise God. You say, that's what He does. That's what He wants us to do. That's what Jesus told us to do. He said, treat people the way you want to be treated. Amen. Amen. That's what we're required to do. It's a requirement from the Lord. That's the what. But you say, well, preacher, how do we do that? I'm glad you ask. We're going to go over this again one more time. And I hope we can get a hold of it so that we can all be on the same page finally. Amen. The what is just treat people like you'd like to be treated. The how is in Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. He says in verse 1, he said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called. Amen. What's he talking about when he says walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called? What's your vocation? It's what you do. Amen. If you're a housewife, praise God. If you're a wife, amen, then you walk worthy of being a wife. If you're a husband, then you walk worthy of being that husband. Listen, if you're children, then you walk worthy of being those children brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen. So we get in. What's what he's telling us here? He said, we got to get in. Each one of us have to do our part. Yeah. I see it so many times. You know, it takes two to make a marriage. And it takes two to make it work. They have to work at it together. What is it? It's that unity that they have. That's what we've got to have. We've got to have that unity in the Lord. That's what he's telling, a unity and a relationship, a peace between us in the vocation wherewith you're called. He said, we do it. He said, how we do it, he said, is with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Amen. We do it in love. We love each other. We forbear each other. Amen. We put other people before ourselves. He said we do it with lowliness and meekness, not to say, praise God, I'm the boss. Anybody ever done that to you? Stick their chest out and say, I'm the boss. Amen. See, it's not. He said we're supposed to do it in meekness. You say, you know what? I love you and I'm here to help you. What do I need to do? Amen. How can I do, what more can I do on my part? On my part, on your behalf, to make you look. Listen, you ladies, you want your husband to do better. Praise God, you begin to lift him up, pray for him, and encourage him. Amen. You'll see. Amen. You'll see a difference in him. And you husbands, you want to get a little bit more out of your wife, praise God. Just start encouraging her. Just start telling her how good she looked. Just start telling her, boy, you appreciate her being there. You appreciate her getting up and dressing the kids and getting them down to the school bus. Oh, boy, what a blessing she is. Amen. When she comes in, praise God, and she sets that supper in front of you. Praise God, you come in all tired and wore out and frustrated. Amen, you go wash your hands, you come in, set the table, and there it is. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. You don't slap it off the table and say, what's this slop? She ought to knuckle your head. Amen. But you come in, you say, thank you, honey. You ask her, you say, let's pray and give God thanks for this. Lord, thank you for this. We're about to, thank you for the hands that prepared. Thank you for my dear wife. Praise God that I love and that you love and that she's a help to me. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a unity, praise God. A oneness. We got to realize, amen, husbands and wives are supposed to be one in Christ. Two people, twain becomes one, praise God. We're bound together. That's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. Amen. For God's glory. He said we come in loneliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. And then he goes in verse 3, he said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Amen. Endeavoring, that's to work hard at. To try hard, praise God, to lift up and encourage and be an encourager. Amen. In the bond of peace. He said, keeping the unity in the Spirit in the bond of peace. Because he goes on and tells why in verse 4. He said, there is one body and one Spirit. Even though you're called in one hope of your calling. There's one Lord and one faith and one baptism. Only one. He said, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. Praise God. But he said, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So what he's saying here, praise God, he says we have it in us because it's a gift, because of a oneness. Amen. And we just got to let it work in us. Amen. Amen. Become a peacemaker. Become a peacekeeper, praise God. So we see this as Paul's writing to the Ephesians. He lays it out. I think there was some division going on down at the house and down at the house of God. And he said, we need to nail this thing together. Amen. Praise God, if we was doing it today, praise God, we'd take one of those impact drivers and we'd screw it together. Amen. Pull a nail out pretty easy. Praise God, them screws don't come out hardly at all. Amen. If you ain't got something to take them out, you'll not get it apart. You'll rip it apart before it'll come apart. That's what we'll be looking for, to have our life screwed together, praise God, so that we don't plan on it coming apart. Yeah. Amen. So it's continuing to draw closer. Praise the Lord. So we have the how of peacekeeping, the unity. But then we have in the how of peacekeeping, he said we need to grow up. Look at verse 12. He said, for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. He said we keep, brother, he said we keep working at it until we get the fullness, until it's just exactly the way Christ would have it to be. Amen. We keep working at it till it's perfect. According, we're not perfect, but the work will be perfect because of Christ. That we henceforth, or from now on, be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Amen. So he says here, said we're not to be tossed to and fro no more. He said we're not supposed to be like little children. He said we're supposed to grow up in maturity in the Lord. Amen. How do you do that? By being more like Him every day. In verse 15 he said, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So what we begin to do, we begin to grow up in the Lord. I think what's wrong with most folks, most homes, most places, praise God, we don't have no loneliness meeting because we're still acting like little kids. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Oh me. We still got too much of the little kid in us. And we need to have more of Christ in us, a Christ-likeness. Amen. It'll help us to hold our tongue. It'll help us to think twice before we speak. It'll help us to do those things to edify and to lift up. But he's telling us here, praise God, he said, not only do we need unity, but he said we need to grow up. Amen. Amen. Hello, church. Right. He said we need to grow up in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Grow up, be mature in the Lord Jesus Christ. But then he begins to teach us, to show us how that happens. Amen. And he says in verse 26, be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Now, I told you before, if you got anything between an aunt and a brother or a husband or wife, pray God, you need to fix it before you go to bed. Hey, the Lord says, do not pillow your head with anger in your heart. Amen. Amen. Oh, me. Amen. Amen. He said, fix it before you go to bed so you can sleep and get your rest. If not, praise God, you won't rest good. You'll flip and flop and turn all night. Amen. Amen. You bet you've been there and done that, ain't you? Amen. But praise God, he said, don't go to bed angry. Praise God, find you a place and fix it. You know where it starts? It starts, you say, well, preacher, we had an argument. She said, yeah, but what? But let me ask you a question. What was your part in that? What did you do to make her say that? Yeah. Amen. That's her attitude. I didn't do nothing, Lord. It's all her. I didn't do nothing, Lord. It's all him. Amen. But we're in this game. Amen. It's hard for one person to have an argument. I argue with myself all the time. I've never won an argument. Amen. I've never won an argument. It seems like self always gets the best of me. Amen. But he said we got to grow up and we got to allow the Lord begin to teach us how to do it. In other words, to show us. In Ephesians 4:29, it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Now, what does that mean? No corrupt communication. A corrupt communication is one that corrupts, is the one that tears down and destroys. It's one that doesn't build up. Amen? So if we can't say, we talk about it in Sunday school, if we can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. Sometimes it's just good. It's better just to keep our thoughts to ourselves if we can't say something nice. Amen? Amen? It's hard, isn't it? The old teeth fly apart and the tongue goes to flopping. Next thing you know, it's done out there. It's like a wall that's thrown toward mama's picture window. Praise God. Once that ball leaves your hand, you can't take it back. It's gone. It's going to do the damage that it's set out to do. Amen. But when we talk, he said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. He said, let what we say encourage and lift up. Amen. If you're not happy with what somebody does, say, you know what? I wouldn't have done that this way. But boy, I tell you, the next time if you'll do it like this, man, it'd be so much better. Boy, it'd just be a blessing on you when you do it this way. But it would just bless my heart to see that. Amen. Just a difference in how we say it makes a difference. Amen. We have to be careful how we say things. We have to be careful in the attitude that we say things. Sometimes we have to stop and think about it so we can say it in the right attitude. Amen. So it'll encourage, it'll edify, it'll lift up, and it won't tear down and tear apart. Amen? Amen. He said, used to the edifying, that it may minister the grace of God unto the hearers. Amen. That they'll see grace in your life. The grace of God, amen, that's ministered to them. And they'll appreciate that. And we have to show it. To show that love, to show the grace, to show the compassion, to show that desire to be a peacemaker and a peacekeeper. Amen. It ain't easy. It's not going to be easy, praise God. But I believe with all my heart that we can do it. Amen. Amen. Because we have a God that's bigger than us. We have a Savior. We have a Spirit of God that lives in us, amen, that'll help us to do better. That we won't say negative things. We don't say derogatory things. But we'll say things, think about it, and say something to encourage and lift up. Amen. If you're constantly harping and putting down, you know what happens after a while? We just tune it out. The human mind, we just finally just tune it out and we just don't listen no more. That's what we do. But praise God, when you're uplifted, edifying, trying to encourage, praise God, there's always a good word to be had. Amen? You say, well, how do we do this? How do we do it? By putting away all that other stuff. We chunk it in a cart, roll it out over the bank, praise God, and get rid of it. And it's about springtime, right? And so we all go around the house and pick up all the old vegetation that died out from last year. We gather it up and Miss Jill put it in her wheelbarrow and she'll take it over there and chunk it over the bank. Amen. That's what we got to do with this stuff. Amen. If we want to be peacemakers and peacekeepers, we got to take all the old junk and all the old clutter, pray God, put it in the wheelbarrow, amen, and take it and push it out over the bank and dump it out and get rid of it. Amen. You say, how you good? He said, let all bitterness, verse 31, and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Why do we do it? Because we hate it. How do you do it? Because you hate it, praise God. You don't want it to be a part of you no more. See, this is something that we have to determine in our own hearts. Somebody can't make you do this. Somebody can't determine it for us. We have to determine it in ourselves, praise God, that we're going to get rid of the anger and the malice and the clamor, the holler and the screaming, praise God, and we're going to put it away and we're not going to do it no more. Amen. That's how we get rid of it. We determine and we come before the Lord and say, Lord, please help me to do this. Help me to be that better person that I know You can help me to be. You believe in the Lord? Amen. You believe He can do all things? Amen. Paul said he said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengtheneth me. Amen. If we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that He can do all things, I believe that He can strengthen us and help us to do right, to walk right, to talk right, get rid of all these things, all the clutter, the anger, and all this stuff, the bitterness and the hardness in our hearts, that we can be more like Christ. Amen. And that we can be kind one to another and tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Amen. Amen. He said we ought to be able to do this because we're peacemakers, and praise God, we're going to be peacekeepers. I'm going to keep the peace at my house. Amen. When somebody wants to holler and scream, I'm going to stay calm. Amen. When they raise their voice, I'm going to keep mine low. When they want to badger and beat down, praise God, I'm just going to listen. I'm not going to say anything. You know what happens when you do that? I found this true. I've been experimenting. When people start just ranting and raging and carrying on, I just sit there real quiet and don't say nothing. Because they want feedback. And after a minute or two of ranting and raging, they don't get no feedback. You know what happens? Brother Tim, they start hearing themselves. That's all they're hearing. They're hearing themselves. And they're like, this ain't no fun. I ain't getting no results out of this. You know, and when they get, you say, are you finished? I love you and I want to see you do right. The only reason I'm telling you this is I love you. Jesus loves you. And we both want to see you do good. Amen. We want to see you elevate. We want to see you lifted up. What do you do with that? The devil would have to run from that. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's the way it ought to be. But how do we do it, pray? Why would we do this? Because the Bible says we're required to. In verse 30, he said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed into the day of redemption. He said, we are required by God to be this type of people. He said, we are required by God to be peacemakers. And once we make peace, we're supposed to keep the peace. Amen? You say, preacher, I just can't do it. Jesus can. You're right. You can't do it. I can't do it. We can't do it. But praise God, Jesus can. Jesus is the ultimate peacemaker, and Jesus is the all-time greatest peacekeeper. Amen. And He'll give us peace in our heart. And you know what? When you have that, now listen, and I'm done. When you have that peace in your heart, that peace that passes understanding, praise God, it just fills you full of joy. Amen. That you're able to do something that the old devil told you you couldn't. But praise God, you begin to realize, and as you begin to work at this, remember I said it's work. We have to seek it and we have to pursue it. We have to work at it. And as we work at it, as we pursue it, as we seek it, we get better and better at it. Amen. And it gets better. And you start feeling better and better about yourself. And other people start seeing you in a different light. They start seeing the goodness in you. The edification that's in you, praise God, that's lifting them up. And whether they want it, whether they know it, whether they realize it or not, amen, it'll take place. And all of a sudden, everything around you, your whole environment starts changing. Every aspect, praise God, will start changing. People that used to holler and scream and pitch a fit, praise God, all of a sudden they'll become more mild-mannered. Amen. Why? Because you've determined your heart. But with the Word of God that you're going to be a peacemaker. And that once you get, praise God, you're going to be a peacekeeper. Amen. Where's it going to take place? It's down at your house. Where's it going to take place? Down at my house. Where's it going to take? Down at the church house. Amen. We're going to work at it together for God's glory so that we can finish out here in peace and harmony and unity before the Lord God, our Savior. Amen. We're going to finish this well as peacemakers and peacekeepers. That's what God's called on us to do. Amen. And He said, we do it because the Spirit of God, by which we're sealed into the day of redemption, requires us to. Amen. It's not an elective course. It's a required course. Amen. It's required of the Lord that we be peacemakers. Why? Because we want to be blessed of God. We want the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Want it on ourselves, want it on our house, our home, our church, our neighborhood, our community. Hey, we need it in this country in which we live. Amen. The blessings of God. One more time. Praise the Lord. He said, that is how we do it. That's what, that's how, and that's why we do what we do as children of God. To keep the peace, to make peace, and to keep peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me.